15, Section 2, Making It Work. As you read, look for services provided by the government, how the government pays for services, terms, revenue, assessment. All levels of government depend on people to provide services. It takes money to pay people who work for the government. The services also cost money. To pay for these workers and services, the various governments collect money from citizens. People and services. In our form of government, we elect people to serve as our representatives. They decide for us what services their departments will provide. At the state level, the legislature decides these things. Locally, agencies such as the County Commission plan the services to be provided. The County Commission is a group of citizens elected to manage your county. They decide things such as which roads to repair or if a new water treatment plant is needed. There are also school boards to manage the whole system of schools. The school board members make policies and rules for students and teachers, but our representatives do not usually do the work themselves. For example, county commissioners do not install water meters. The employees of the different departments and agencies carry out the work. At the federal, state, and local levels, there are departments that provide a wide variety of services. For example, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources runs the state parks. The department's employees watch the forest for fires and pests that kill trees. They protect endangered plants and animals. Almost every part of our lives depends on an agency and its employees. Imagine your life without a government employee to help you and your parents. Your parents need a record of your immunizations. Your school needs to find a qualified teacher. You travel on a highway. Your parents buy food at the market. Your cousin needs job training. Government employees help with all of these needs. They keep records of all types, such as births, deaths, marriages, and immunizations. They watch for our food safety. They teach at schools and colleges. Governments hire people to run airports, guard our prisons, and much more. Your local government also has workers who do many things to make our daily lives run smoothly. These people maintain roads, repair broken traffic lights, and operate health clinics. The police officers and firefighters that protect you work for local governments, and there are your area's recreational programs and libraries, more services from government employees. Of course, you know that a local government runs public schools. The public schools provide buses and meals for students. They also offer sports and other programs for the whole community to enjoy. Revenue. Money or revenue needed to run the state and local governments comes from various sources. Governments get most of their money from taxes. The government uses the money to pay for the services it provides. The state of Alabama collects revenue. When you buy most items, you pay a sales tax. People who live and work in Alabama pay a state income tax. The state also collects fees for services such as campsites and driver's licenses. Counties and cities also collect fees, sales taxes, and property taxes. A property tax is a tax charged on property owned, such as a house or land. The assessment is the amount the property is valued at for taxation. School districts get a part of property taxes. Alabamians also pay federal taxes. Some of that comes back to the state and local governments. It pays for the interstate highway system and other federal roads. The federal government pays for all of the cost of the military. Schools receive federal money for many programs, such as vocational training. Assistance for Students with Special Needs is another example of this type of program. Think it through. 1. What types of taxes do you and your parents pay? 2. Why do governments need revenue?